You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.
I had a really weird experience when I used to work at a dollar store. The store was called Family Dollar, and I lived only a few blocks away in an apartment. I had a few co-workers at the Family Dollar, but this story revolves around one in particular. It was a guy named Chris. He was a big guy and around my age. Sometimes we would work at the same time, and usually only two or three of us would be working at once. However, Chris didn't really seem to be much of a talker. Neither was I for that matter, but I actually talked with him a couple of times, and he just gave really short responses. We worked together for probably 2 months or so, on and off. One night, I was working with somebody else, and Chris was not there. It was a fairly quiet night on the job, and everything went by normal. After I got off of work, I went back home to my apartment. My apartment was pretty close, like I said, and I lived alone in my place on the second floor of the building. By the time I got back, it was maybe 9:30 or so. I did not have to be up early the next day, and I ended up staying up sort of late. So, at about midnight, I was still awake and in my living room. There was a sudden knock on the front door. It was a loud and firm knock, and it startled me. I sat up, and suddenly my heart was racing. Why would somebody knock on my door at midnight? I really wasn't expecting it. I got up and walked over, and in the process, heard another knock. When I arrived at my door, I looked through my peephole to the other side before answering. My coworker Chris was standing there. It was very strange to see him, because I knew that he didn't live in this building. I also had never told him where I lived before. He was just standing there, facing my door and looking at it. I chose not to answer. It was just too weird. I kept watching, though, and he stood there for maybe 5 minutes at least. Then, finally, he left and walked away, disappearing down the hallway. I was left wondering why on earth he had been there in the first place. I knew that I had never invited him over, or even told him my address. Well, the next day, I worked, and I just happened to work with Chris. Not too long into the shift, when things were sort of quiet, I asked him why he went to my apartment the previous night. Chris completely denied it. I said I literally saw him standing right outside of my door the previous night, but he said he wasn't there and had stayed home. He even went so far as to claim that either someone who looked like him was there or that I dreamed the whole thing. I knew that was a lie. I just kind of said whatever and then moved on with work. The rest of the shift went by as normal and I didn't talk to him at all. After that, I never saw Chris at work again. I found out that he quit, but I didn't get a reason why. I found the timing of it very suspicious. I haven't seen him since then, and I still wonder what he was doing that night. A few years back, I worked at a dollar store in my city. It was like 5 minutes away from my apartment, and I worked as a cashier. After having the job for several months, I was working one night like any other. Usually, we had one or two employees working at once, because the store was small. I was by myself on this night, and it was maybe 4 or 5 p.m. There were about two or three customers in the store at once on average. I remember that a man walked in as I stood behind the counter of one of the two check lanes that we had. After he walked inside, he went down one of the first aisles and disappeared. Another customer came and checked out about a minute later. Probably 20 minutes or so later, the man checked out. He came up to me and set down just one drink. I don't remember exactly what it was. The man had long hair and was wearing sunglasses, I remember. After he paid, he left the store. The interaction was really nothing out of the ordinary. He didn't say much at all, if anything, to me. But I remember that after he left the store, he was hanging around by the front for a while. I could see out of the front window to the sidewalk out front and a bit of the parking lot. We were also connected to some other businesses as part of a strip mall. None of the businesses ever seemed to be all that busy, though. So I kept working, and every now and then would see the guy. He was just kind of hanging out on the sidewalk out front. I didn't really think too much of it, though. I checked out some more customers, and people would come and go from the store, but the man remained out front. Eventually, hours went by. Soon, it was nighttime, and the store got even quieter. I noticed that the guy was still standing out front. What was he doing here for so long? I really didn't know, but I also didn't really care that much. Sometimes he would look over in the window, and I thought he might come back in the store, but he didn't. Only one or two more customers came in for the rest of the time that we were open. Then it was time for me to close up and leave. I'd been working by myself that day because business was slow. When it was 9 o'clock, I locked the doors and saw the guy look over when I did. Then I clocked out, did a few last minute things, and left the store by probably 9:15. After walking out, the guy was still standing there, about 15 feet to my right. I went to my car in the parking lot and got inside. Then I started driving back home. I needed to get gas though, and I stopped about halfway back. I went to a smaller neighborhood gas station on a corner. When I got there, I got out of my car and started filling it with gas. About a minute into doing that, and I saw this older, beat-up looking car enter the gas station. The car was blue, and also pretty small. It did not drive to a gas pump, but instead parked in one of the few spaces that was on the side. I happened to notice the driver, and realized that it was the same guy from the dollar store, the man with long hair and sunglasses. Now, at first, I thought this was just a coincidence, because the gas station wasn't that far away from the dollar store. But still, it was kind of weird. I mean, this guy was standing around outside for hours, and then when I left, he leaves. When my gas tank was full, I decided to go inside of the gas station. I was just going to get something to eat to have when I got home. The man was still inside of his car at this point and just sitting there. I left my car and walked inside the store. I was browsing around looking for something and noticed the same man walking in. Now I was worried. It seemed a little too strange for this guy to suddenly come inside the store now that I did. I left right there, not even bothering to buy anything. When I did, I saw the guy start to walk out after me. I quickly hurried to my car, started the engine, and drove away. As I was getting out of the parking lot, I saw the guy getting inside of his car. I quickly turned down one of the residential streets and turned my headlights off. It was hard to see, but I went down that street and then took a left. The guy would have no way of knowing where I went. He didn't follow me, probably because he couldn't see me. So after that, I was able to drive home, and I made it back okay. After that night, I didn't see the guy for the rest of the time that I worked at the dollar store. I'm not sure why he did what he did that night, but it was very strange. For a little bit of background, I will mention that I'm a female, and this took place last year. I was shopping at a dollar store called Dollar Tree. I don't go to Dollar Trees very often, but on this night, I did. It was probably around 7:30 p.m. or so. And when I got inside, the store was very quiet. I only saw a couple of other shoppers, and maybe one employee around the store. I shopped around and got a few things, and then went to the front to check out. Working at the check lane was a man that had dark hair that was somewhat short. The man was also kind of short. And when he scanned my items, he was making comments on all of them. He was saying stuff like, "What's this for?" Overall, it was slightly annoying, but not a huge deal. After checking out, I remember that the guy said, "Well, now I'm off," and he turned off the light to his check lane. I was just like, "Oh, that's cool," and I started to leave. But the guy kept walking with me as I was leaving. He asked me where I was going after this, and I just said, "Home." Then he started talking to me and walking with me as we left the store. It was really weird and something that I was not expecting at all. As we were walking through the parking lot, the man asked me to go with him. I asked him what he meant, and he was like, "What did I just say? Do you want to go with me? My car's right there." I said no thanks, but he continued to walk with me. When I got to my car, he was still there, and I said that I better be going. Then I unlocked my car door and started to open it. The very instant that I did, though, the man grabbed the door, forcing it open some more. Then he appeared to try to force his way inside. I knew that there was no chance I would be able to get in and drive away from him or anything. So I just turned and ran away from there. I still had the keys in my hand, luckily, so he wouldn't be able to steal my car or anything. The man started chasing after me, but I had a good 10-foot head start on him at least. The dollar store was part of a larger strip mall, which had at least 5 other stores in it. I sprinted up towards one of the other ones. When I was about halfway there, I could tell that the man was running behind me, but I didn't look. I made it to a Target department store, which was on the end of the strip mall. When I made it there, the man was no longer following me. I went inside of the store and called the police when I was safely inside. Then I waited for them to get there. It took about 5 minutes. When the police were there, I went back out to my car with them, but the man was gone. He had left, and I told the police the whole story. Fortunately, they went inside the dollar store and spoke with the other employee who was still working there. They knew who the man was, and the police were able to locate him pretty soon after. I was really glad that they found him. That man was such a creep, and I feel very lucky to have gotten away from him. This occurred several months ago when I was shopping at a dollar store. I had gone to the local dollar store by my house just to get a few items. It's always a quick and easy in and out there because the store is usually not that busy. On this night in particular, there were a few more people than usual, but still far less than the nearest grocery store. I walked in and grabbed a basket and started going down the aisles. I was in probably the second one when I noticed this one man walking past me. The reason I took notice was because he was walking really fast. He too was holding a shopping basket, and it had several items in it. The man looked sort of dirty. He had a very short haircut, but was wearing old baggy jeans and a t-shirt that was ripped. He was also wearing socks with flip-flops. He whizzed past me, and then I heard him go into the next aisle. I looked to my left, and soon saw him zoom past and go into another aisle. It seemed like the guy was trying to speed run a shopping trip through the entire store. I just went back to my shopping and didn't notice him for several minutes. I think that I was in the next aisle when I heard the man approaching again. I knew it was him because I heard him flip-flopping really fast around the corner. He came into my aisle and walked right up to me, then stopped. When he did, he asked me if I could pay for his basket. I looked down and saw it now overflowing with a bunch of random items. "Sorry, but no," I said to him. Then he turned and zoomed off, going away from me. I heard him go into the next aisle over and ask the same question to somebody else. They also declined, and then he walked away from them. I wondered why the guy was doing that, but I returned to my shopping. But maybe 5 minutes after that, I was still shopping, and the guy approached me again. This time, I was in a more open area between a few aisles. He asked me once more to pay for his basket. This time, he seemed almost angry, and the way he said it was almost in a threatening way. I said no again. The man then dumped his entire basket onto the ground. All of the items scattered, and then he said loudly, "What's your problem, man?" I was thinking that the guy must be on some kind of drugs or something. He then started repeating himself, asking what my problem was. But each time that he did, he got louder and louder. Soon, he was yelling. Some people inside started to take notice. I didn't really say anything and just tried to walk away. He followed me as I did, though. I asked him to leave me alone, which only caused him to ask me what my problem was again. He just kept saying, "What's your problem, man?" This went on for more than a minute. Soon, an employee approached us and asked the man to quiet down. He refused, saying that he would not, and the employee told him that he had to leave. At first, the man said no, but then he changed his mind. He said fine and then started walking away. I think that everybody in the vicinity did a sigh of relief when they heard that. But before leaving, the man stopped and then took off his flip-flops and socks. He then threw them in my direction, thankfully missing me. Then he turned and left the store. After he was gone, somebody said to call the police. The guy was gone now, though, so I don't think anybody did. I finished my shopping, checked out, and left. Luckily, I didn't see the guy again after that. It made for my craziest trip to the dollar store by far.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals, and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.